Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Carex. For older adults, aging in place is a key part of the American dream. And yet only 10% of us have homes that are aging ready. And we admit to not even knowing where to begin when it comes to making our own homes or our mom's homes safe and comfortable. Carex.com is more than just the place to go for affordable, easy to install, and often fold away equipment. It's also a resource. They deeply care about supporting caregivers. Well, we've teamed with Carex to offer you a 20% discount on Carex.com. We've got a link in our show notes, or when you're checking out, use the code UNCLUTTERED20. That's Carex.com, UNCLUTTERED20. Don't wait for a medical emergency or life-changing event to visit Carex.com.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everybody to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. This is a part two. This is maybe even our first time that we've ever taken a podcast and split it in half. So yes. Last time we were getting into spring cleaning, we covered, if you missed it, the closet, which we've talked about before, but it's just spring cleaning time. So we wanted to refresh your memory on that. And Christine also reminded you the garage is a great thing to get cleaned out now because of the weather. If you wait too long, we talked a little bit about doing repairs, and we're going to pick up with laundry, bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, home office. So let's get back into our spring cleaning, which you're so excited. There are a few people in this world that feel this way. Christine is one of them. We've talked about, I just want to throw back to last week where you talked about scheduling pickups. When you're doing your garage, you schedule that pickup for a day or two after you're planning to actually get in there and roll your sleeves up. It forces you to have to go through with it. And it also makes to where you don't have to have all the items you're getting rid of lying around, and then you start second guessing. Should I keep this? Should it go?
Right.
So I thought that was worth bringing up again.
Yeah, definitely. Organization is being able to get ready before you start. So that's a very big part. Where am I going to consign my items? Am I going to sell them online? Do I have a consignment store around the corner? Am I going to sell it on eBay? Being it really clear what am I doing with the stuff I'm getting rid of? Because if not, it ends up somehow back in the house.
Okay. Important. Okay. So let's start with the laundry room for this one.
And I just spring cleaned my laundry room for work, for a video for work. And the reason is nothing seeing spring cleaning like a laundry room. So going into your laundry room, really purging the items that you never, ever are going to use. And we all have those in our laundry room. There are items people get and put up really high on the shelf and never look at it again. So really going in there, removing everything out of the cabinets and doing a really good cleaning. Then how are you going to reorganize it with the items that you're keeping? So you're going to sort the items. And then in laundry rooms, you usually have cabinets that are set back and you have the washer and dryer, so you have to reach anyway. So lazy Susans are really good in those spots because you can just take your finger and it just goes around and you can find all the items you need, like stain sticks, those little pods to clean the washer, whatever it is. You can get sectioned off lazy Susans and keep different items, and also bins, clear bins, areas for backstock. So many people get backstock, but then some of it's in this cabinet, some of it's in that cabinet, and it ends up just
by backstock. You mean the extra boxes of fabric softener,
Okay. All the extra laundry detergent, the extra glass cleaner. Everyone does it because it's stuff you need constantly. It's not like you only use glass cleaner and then that's it. You need a couple as a backup, so you're not running to the store every 5 minutes. But the problem is you got to keep it together. There's got to be a rhyme or reason, or you're going to start buying more when you already have more in there. So really having an area for all your backstock, whether it's toilet paper, towel, whatever items, and then keeping the items in your laundry room organized. Like, everybody has a million vacuum cleaner attachments. And so keeping the attachments together in a clear bin, labeling bins that are not clear, because you will forget what is in them and you will go and buy more. So really doing a thorough cleaning and getting your laundry room spring cleaned will help not only when you're doing laundry, but also finding the products you need to clean your house.
Okay. Let's go to the, bathrooms.
Okay, bathrooms.
So yeah, we have talked a little bit lately about bathrooms.
Yes, we have talked about bathrooms. I think for spring cleaning your bathroom, it's really about taking everything out, grabbing the garbage can, and also simplifying the makeup and the skincare you're now going to be needing as you go into spring and summer. It's hot, it's humid. You may have some items that you used in the winter, but you're not going to use them again. You can put them in a bin and label them winter skincare, but keeping only what you're going to use. Is it a CC cream and some blush and mascara and you're good to go and you want to just keep it together? Just really simplifying your bathroom and making lists. What do you need? Do you need to utilize the vertical space under your sink and have stackable drawers, a lazy Susan under the sink? Do you want to put all your makeup in something on your counter because you don't have the drawer space? It's looking at your space and really figuring out what you need to go into the next few months of not such freezing cold weather, and you're going to sunscreens, keeping all your sunscreens together.
I think a lot of people, myself included, don't consider there being a rotation, a seasonal rotation of products.
But for me, there does. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. In the summer, I'm way more pared down. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I wear as much makeup. Mm-hmm. And I really, since COVID, have simplified my daily makeup wearing, skincare. And I have to say, I'm a fan. I think it just makes time go faster. Mm-hmm. Everything works better. And so if you can really start to simplify your skincare and makeup routine, now is the time to do it.
Okay. All right. Now, where do you want to go?
We're going to the kitchen.
Let's go to the kitchen.
We're going to the kitchen because that is the hub of the home. You hear me say it all the time. Everyone, you could have a 5,000 square foot home, but everyone congregates in the kitchen. Always. You could have a 1,000 square foot home. Everyone congregates in the kitchen. So it's so important to really look at your kitchen space and say, number one, do I need to rework the space? Mm-hmm. Are the mixing bowls in a convenient space? Mm-hmm. Do my pots and pans work if they're all the way far away from the oven? Look at your space. And that's why it, once again, it's so important to remove everything out, put it on the counter. First, get rid of the things, the juicer that's still in the box from when you got married as a wedding gift. Now's the time to let it go. Really look at the space for the items you use now on a regular basis and let the rest go. Especially as empty nesters, it's usually just us two. So how much do you really need in your kitchen, mm-hmm, if it's just two people or you are living alone? How much do you really need? And you need to stop and think about that, because I don't know about you, but we use like one frying pan, one pan to boil.
Pan, right.
You know what I mean? You don't need the excess like you did when you had a large
family.
It's
not going to be a scene out of The Bear where you have 20 pots and pans going at all times and you're saying, behind you,
right.
Yes, chef.
Unless you are a really good cook and that's your thing.
You might be then. What you need. You probably have what you need and you have your favorites. So those other things that you never use, they can go.
Right. And also in an older kitchen, do you want to update it a little bit? Do you want to change the hardware and update the hardware? So, so simple to do.
Oh, yes.
And it makes such a big difference. Do you want to update your backsplash? Is your backsplash just really dated, but the rest of your kitchen looks great? You can just go pick up some Subway tile at Lowe's and it's timeless and it looks great. So what are some of the things you can do, so small and inexpensive, but make a huge difference in the kitchen? Do you want to add sliding drawers in cabinets that you keep having to stoop down? Go look in the dark, because we all know what that is. It's pitch black down there. You can easily install pull-out drawers. They have them on Amazon. They have them at the Container Store. You any place you can imagine sells those, and you just need somebody handy to install them. So look at what you need to do in your kitchen to either update it or really purge and get it reorganized so that when spring and summer come and you're entertaining and you're having people over, exactly where the glassware is, all the paper products, keeping like items together to make entertaining and meal prep super easy.
Okay.
Okay, the next spot is my favorite spot in the whole entire
house. The bedroom.
The bedroom. Not for the reasons you guys are thinking. But anyway, I absolutely am a firm believer that your bedroom should be your sanctuary. It should be the place that you come home to at the end of the day and you get to decompress, mm-hmm. unwind, watch a show to get your mind off whatever's been going on in the day. It should not be old exercise equipment in the bedroom that has clothes hanging on it that make you feel guilty that you haven't used that exercise equipment in 6 months or 3 months. So looking at the bedroom as a whole, number one, are there broken curtains that need fixed? Like you said, is there fogged up glass in the windows or in the doors that need
bent up blinds from where the dog has stuck her nose and ruined them? So maybe those need to come down.
Yes. And just making a list so that your bedroom is your safe space, I call it. So that would mean getting rid of all clutter. So if you have stacks of paperwork on your nightstand, it's time to go through it and shred it and let it go and really bring in a vase with some flowers on your nightstand. Get a candle that you love and burn the candle in your room. Looking at light fixtures. Do you need new lamps? Do you need new light fixtures? Changing your light bulbs, something so simple to a real more calming color light. There's so many things you can do. Do you want to add a chair and an ottoman in your bedroom? Do you have the space so that you could go in there and not actually have to sit in the bed, but you could actually sit and read a book or read your iPad, whatever you want to do. Do you need an area rug in there? You've been putting it off and you've been putting it off. Is it time to do those type of things? So the bedroom, in my opinion, like I said, is to me almost more important than the kitchen. I guess they're equal, really.
Well, in different ways. They serve different purposes, obviously.
Yes. So really, does your bedroom need a fresh coat of paint? I just did that 3 months ago. I can't tell you. I was like, wow.
I think that's probably the last place people feel they need to do the paint because maybe nobody else is going to see it because you don't always have your company come all the way into your bedroom. You put that off, but you're saying don't treat yourself to a fresh coat of paint in your bedroom if it needs it.
Right. And I think looking at spaces like that end up becoming clutter pits because you shouldn't just look at your room like, oh, I'm going to shut the door and no one's ever going to see it. You're going to see it.
Yes.
Your girlfriend may come in to borrow a dress, whatever it may be. You know, your significant other's going to see it. It's a place that you really want to keep calm. I like neutral, but we've talked about that before. I'm very into just keeping it calm and soothing and neutral and just literally freeing yourself from all the clutter. You don't need items on every surface. Really go through all the photos that you have out. Pick like your top three. Maybe you need new frames and you all hear what I'm saying about frames. Really looking and taking a good look when you look in your bedroom and making a list as you're staring at it. What bothers you the most in your bedroom?
Okay. And making your bedroom into your home office is not advisable because you can never relax. So if you have a separate area of your home that is your home office, maybe we'll conclude with that little space. Are we done in the bedroom though? Because you've talked about changing lighting, which can be huge. I hadn't even thought about how much of a difference that could make. Painting, making sure that you have that peaceful feeling, that organized, not letting things clutter up.
Yep.
And you mentioned paperwork. And I feel like that's going to happen when somebody is in their bed working instead of creating a separate area for that. So let's talk about a home office.
Right. So the only way you would have a home office in a living room is if you're living in a small space, condo, apartment, and you need to have a space that works. So you would double it with a desk, just a clean, simple desk, because that's what you have to look at the space. And if that's your only option, that's your only option. But a lot of people since COVID have created workspaces at home, and their guest room doubles as an office usually. Mm-hmm. And they've kept it that way because a lot of people have not gone back into the office, or they go in very part-time. So they need that space. So in the home office, it's creating a space that allows you to work and not be looking at everything you should be doing, but you're not doing it. Stacks of papers that need to be filed or shredded. Let's get on that so that you're not constantly looking around going, God, I need to do that. I need to do that. Separating in a file system items on your desk. I use a desktop file system so you can get right to it, your fingertips easily at it, bills to pay, orders I've placed, whatever you need right then is right at your fingertips. So you're not taking the time to go find it. Have a system. Make sure everything like items are together. So your office supplies are together. Anything that's a like item, keep it together. Keep the computer paper near the printer, trying to have a system so it works from space to space. Because if you're going to work from home, you really want it to be a very peaceful, calming space and not like, you know, a tornado just blew up in there. So use that time and look at it separately from any other area in the house and say, what can I do to create this space so that I can work better in this space?
Lighting is another feature in a home office that I think is really important, because you can get some serious eye strain. You can really, really feel more exhausted than ever before based on some of these options that they have now, especially if you're looking at a computer screen.
All day. Yep.
You know, you really want to do a little bit of research on that. I've only recently discovered how those like blue glasses,
right,
all of that. My headaches are going away from not squinting at my screen anymore and blocking that blue light. So I agree with you on all of this. This was fantastic. And I know that you could go on and on.
Yes, I definitely, there are other places I'm sure that we haven't hit when it comes to spring cleaning. But like I said in the other episode, don't wait till spring. Make sure every single thing has a home and purge regularly. And then it's just being organized throughout the whole year. You will really enjoy it once you do it. Take one area at a time.
It's funny, I should have led with this, but I didn't. Healthandmedicalnews.com had a big story that came out just this last week that said decluttering your life can save your mental health. So let's all save our mental health,
yes,
and get a head start on the spring cleaning. And whether it's the juicer that's still in the box or the pots and pans that you never use, remember, you can let it go.
And don't look back.